The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when it was evening, Jesus came to the upper room with the 12, and they reclined at table. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them, and said, "Take it, this is my body." Then Jesus took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. Jesus said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many people. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Then, after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The Gospel of the Lord. So now, if you'll be seated for a couple of moments.
There's a handheld mic if you want to ask the kids.
Pardon?
There's a handheld mic. Handheld mic if you want to ask the kids.
All right.
Do you want to use it?
I could do, I suppose, yes. Because Tina said there's a handheld microphone if I want to ask any of the little ones a question. That saves me having to talk all the time. Yep, that's good. Bump, bump, bump. Good, that works. Well, again, it's lovely to see you all. And you all look absolutely beautiful this morning. But some of you I barely recognize because, you know, we have a mask on and it's very... How do you feel about wearing masks? I tell you how I feel. You know, some of you won't be. But when we were first taught to use seatbelts in a car, I hated it. And so I'd very often be going somewhere and forget to put on my seatbelt. Same way in the beginning with the mask. Now I'm so used to it, I almost put it on going to bed. So you get used to anything. It becomes a habit. And so for the little ones today, I know it's a bit different from normal, but it doesn't take away from it. And if you were inside in church, you wouldn't hear all the birds. They're all singing to it. They're delighted to see you all. And they're flying all over. And they are God's creatures. And God is talking to you in the birds, in the songs, in the things they sing. And everything is beautiful. And today is going to be, hopefully, one of the most wonderful days in your life. Some people find it very, very difficult to believe that when they receive that tiny little host, they're really receiving Jesus. And they say, how can it be? And some people say, well, it tastes the same before Mass as it does when I receive communion. So how do I know it's Jesus? And that's because that's what Jesus taught us. And he never lied. He always told the truth. And so when the priest says, "This is my body," that little tiny host piece of bread changes into the body of Christ. And that's the miracle of the Mass. And each one of you are taking part in that miracle this morning. Now, that might be a bit too much theology for early in the morning. So, being more practical, you, each one of you, and probably I I baptized some of you. You were 8, 9 years ago or a little more. You were brought into church screaming. Yeah. And the priest poured some water over your head. And sometimes you hit the priest. Yeah. Because I've been hit a number of times. And I came away with more water on me than on the baby sometimes, because they kicked me, or as they were pouring the water, or hit me. And look at the difference. Here this morning, you're all looking wonderful, and you're here this morning because now you're doing the next most important thing in your life. You're going to make your first Holy Communion. And I meet and old people like me, and I meet sometimes grandmas and granddads and very old people, and they still remember the day they made their first Holy Communion. And I can remember everything about that day. It was a very, very special day in my life, and hopefully for each one of you this morning, it'll be very, very special. And I want to thank your mum and your dad and all the people who have prepared you, for this beautiful day, told you about Jesus. Because if somebody hadn't told you, well, you wouldn't know anything about him. Hmm? So I'm very, very grateful to the people who introduced me to Jesus. Because I wouldn't have known about him if somebody hadn't done that for me, and how different my life would be. It's like somebody saying to you, "Oh, come and meet my friend. She's a very nice person," and somebody introduces you to that person, and you find what a lovely person he is or she is. And so you're thankful, very thankful to the person who introduced you. Same way with us and Jesus. Somebody, probably your parents, your teachers, somebody along the line introduced you to Jesus. You're here this morning. Hopefully, when you grow older, people will ask you, "How come you're very happy? And you're always smiling?" And you'll be able to say, "Because Jesus loves me." Nobody loves you more than Jesus. And so I want you to promise me this morning, especially those of you making their first Holy Communion, that you will try from this day to love Jesus very much. And tell him. And when you receive communion this morning, tell Jesus in your own little words, "Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. I love you very much. Help me to love you more and more every day. And more important, help me to realize how much you love me." And if you have any doubt about that, look at your mum or your dad, and I ask you, do they love you? And the answer is, you're not sure. And the answer is?
Yes.
Yes, of course, yeah. The answer is yes, of course they love me. And that's only a tiny, tiny little bit of love compared to the love of Jesus. And that's why we ought to be very, very happy. And when we come to Mass, we should have a smile on our face. Because you can still smile even though you're wearing a mask. Hmm? You can. Yeah, so give us a nice smile. And you too, all of you, mum and dad and everybody, give us a nice smile. Yeah, because sometimes I think when we come to Mass, we look very serious. Mass is to be enjoyed. It's a banquet, it's a celebration. And that's the way, and life is a celebration. So God bless you all. Thank you. Parents, thank you. Teachers, you do a wonderful job. Thank you. And for everybody who helped you, thank you. And I'll be thanking God in this Mass for you all, and I'll be asking him to give you a very, very special blessings to today. So God bless you.